Hey guys, this is Galello.
Hey, what's up? It's your favorite comedian.
This is Trumia, everybody. One more time.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is the one and only Donald, the man behind the red mic.
Hi guys, it's Emilio Dubai.
Hey everyone, it's Jerry Cormack here.
Hey, this is Tillerman.
Hi, my name is Rossi Peterson, South African men's hockey goalkeeper.
Hey, what's up? I'm Minnie the Mini Jones.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Raza Lona, aka Spillion, aka
only on the number one sports digital radio station,
Vision View Sports Radio.
The best seat in the house is reserved just for you. The Grandstand with Tato Moeng and Dike Lady Chabalala.
Now, the beauty about being a sports radio station is that you really, really get to encompass all types of sports. We've just been chatting to the likes of Tando and Tami with regards to what's been happening in the Premier League, in the DSTV Prem, and with the Springboks. But now we get to look at our future stars.
I know, right? Very exciting.
Our future stars. And one day, we'll be begging and calling Coach Mark Cotton, please, can we have an interview with your players? Please. So joining us in studio here this afternoon on Vision View Sports Radio on the Grandstand is a school that is now celebrating 51 years of absolute brilliance. That is Montrose Primary School. And joining us here for the interview is Angel. Looks very angelic. And of course, Coach Makosi Makara, who's the Department Head of Boys Sports. Good afternoon, Coach Makosi and Angela. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon and thanks for welcoming us. Good afternoon to all the listeners out there.
Angela?
Thank you for having us and yeah, thank you.
I'm going to start with you, Angela. Okay. How special is it for you to go to Montrose Primary School? Because it seems like you guys have such a really deep focus when it comes to sports.
Yes, it's amazing being able to go to Montrose because there's quite a lot of kids that, you know, can't experience like being able to play netball, being able to play cricket, or like don't have like the, like just can't play. But like it's amazing being at Montrose Primary Schools. Like it's amazing. Like, yeah.
Amazing. What sports do you play?
I play netball.
Which position?
I play all the positions.
Yes!
But I normally play like center, goal attack, goal defense. So yeah.
Yo, superstar. Sure. Yeah.
Your coach must be happy because yes. I know as netball coaches, to have a versatile player is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Now, coach, when it comes to the sporting program that Montrose has had, I mean, today, obviously, we're also talking about 51 years of absolute educational excellence. But I think we've also seen that you guys do have sporting excellence, especially after finishing off the festival that you had.
Yes, we've just completed the Montrose Dream Peak Night Challenge, which is a tournament that hosts a lot of teams from government, private, and some developmental teams. In the past, we've had over 7,000 spectators walking through our gates on any given night. We've had skydivers coming in at the end of the finals. We've had lots of sponsorships coming in. The total cost to host that tournament runs in the region of about R1 million. So we have a lot of support from different companies that believe in the development of young talent, development of school sports. And that tournament hosts that's an under-13 cricket tournament and under-13 and under-11 netball teams that are playing and competing to be winners for that year.
Coach, I think it's really cool that under COVID, I think we've seen the levels go down from level 5 to level 3. And at some point in time, there was a stop to school sports. And that was really a worrying factor, noting that we've been crying about development of players, making sure we've got our future stars in rugby, cricket and in football. But with the stop of school sports, that puts it a bit in the juxt. For you guys to be able to host this tournament without fans and actually be able to put on a school sports tournament, how was it?
It was very challenging. We had to rely on a lot of, you know, like live scoring and live streaming of matches so that we can still keep the parents involved and keep them entertained. And we were fortunate in terms of that the schools played their part in terms of getting the kids through the fields on time, and every parent also from different schools supported the tournament. So it was a challenge, but something very worthwhile because the kids need to be active, they need to play sport, which is actually offers them the full development in terms of their schooling career.
I think it's really cool that as Montrose, you guys are certainly going the virtual way, because a lot of schools need that. A lot of parents aren't able to really be able to attend these festivals, and that gives parents the ability to at least log on and see their kids play.
And definitely, and the advantage about that live streaming is that parents can watch the sport at any given time at their own leisure, because that's also recorded. So they don't have to really actually watch the game only once. They can rewind, watch what their child has done. And even it also works towards the coaching point when it comes to coaches. Coaches can go back, watch the match and see what the team has done wrong, what they can improve on. So I think in terms of that, it is something that a lot of schools, a lot of teams are moving towards.
And Angel, how has it been, you know, just playing sports amid COVID-19? How different is it?
It's very different, actually. I would say because we don't have parents like to watch us, like physically watch us. So it kind of, it's like sad because there's no one like cheering us on to like, you know, like.
On the sidelines.
Yeah, like on the sidelines, like saying like, go Angel, go. Yeah. Or like, yeah, it's kind of like. It's
And the competition, has it changed the level of play?
Like I wouldn't say it would have like changed, but like maybe in the way we practice and stuff, maybe it probably would have changed.
And did you take part in this festival that you guys just completed this weekend? How was it?
It was fun. It was amazing. It was fun. We got to experience different things, you know. It was fun.
Especially noting that under COVID, you didn't really get to see some of your friends, you know, and you've been stuck with your friends at school. So seeing other schools also coming to participate. But how was the competition as well for you guys?
The competition, I would say it was strong. Like it was, it was
tough competition.
It was a tough competition,
But also, Coach, you are the head of boys sports. What kind of sports is it that Montrose Primary School does offer?
We take part in the soccer, there's cricket, netball, rugby, there's athletics. We also offer some cultural sporting courses like your marimba, the choir, we've got debating, there's art club. There's quite a variety, a lot to choose from. We have a chess club. So there's a variety of sporting codes that we offer that different kids can take part in, as much as we know that kids are not the same. We have kids who are more sporty, we have kids who are more strong in terms of cultural activities, we have kids who are more strong academically. So we try to cater for every kind of child that walks through our gates, and we've been fortunate in terms of that. We have every child, a lot of children taking part in all the sporting codes.
Coach, I'm very interested to find out, you know, how did you end up being a coach? Like, how did it come about?
Well, in my younger years, I used to play soccer. I used to play for the Vets junior teams. Mm-hmm. And then from there on, I was spotted by the Kaizer Chiefs development side scout. And they took me through to play for the Kaizer Chiefs reserve side, where I captained the side. And that helped me to travel different places. I mean, I've traveled all over South Africa, seen so many places, made so many friends that I still keep even now. And even playing sport has sort of kept me focused, kept me grounded. And the friends that you meet in sport, you know, they keep you out of trouble, they keep you focused, they keep you grounded.
And it must be such a privilege also, Coach, being at a school like Montrose, because the reality is that most schools don't have the bevy and bouquet of sports that you do offer. And being able to at least make sure that the kids are able to balance out the education and the sports at the same time. It's really great to be working for a school like Montrose.
Definitely is great. And I have witnessed in terms of that, you know, the kids that take part in sport, their academic performance in class tends to also improve because they are more invested in the school. You know, we also get parents also becoming more invested in helping out the school in terms of, you know, when a child is involved in playing sport, that also filters through in the work that they do in the classroom. And I must say, also having my daughter gone through Montrose from grade R right to grade 7, I've also witnessed that as a parent also and also as a teacher.
And Angel, you know, just coming back to you with regards to netball, how far do you want to go with the sport?
I want to go places, hey. I want to go far. I want to travel the world.
That's for you.
Yes, I want to go places far, far, far.
So you want to play professional netball?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I know who's going to be keeping a beady eye on the 2023 Netball World Cup. And Angela, I hope that your marks are just as great as
Yes. And how do you balance? Let's talk about balancing academics and sports.
Okay, so because netball, right, we would normally practice different days, different weeks. So mainly the way that I would balance the two would be like Monday through Tuesday study, Wednesday because I normally play for action sports, so Wednesday I would play and then maybe come back home, just revise. And my mom always tells me, Angel, revise. Have to do your schoolwork. And I'm like, yeah, ma. Yeah.
And which arena? Action sports?
Action sports arena in Santon. Santon Action Sports
play
Arena.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. I'll probably see you there
then. connecting the dots. Well, Coach and Angel, thank you so much for joining us. We do have quite a couple of your schoolmates also here. I want to find out from them how they found the festival and the weekend and how school is. But thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate this.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for having us.
I am gutted that I did miss that festival of schools in action because Montrose is right around the corner.
Yeah. But I guess we weren't allowed, so... Unfortunately,
I could have logged on digitally.
Streamed, okay.
Live stream. Yeah. Come on, man.
You have data.
It's 2021.
You have data.
It's 2021. Nowadays, we just connect and watch. So, also, if you want to go check that out, where can we check out this festival that you had over the weekend if we want to log on?
We have a social page. It's called the Dream Big Montrose Night Challenge. Mm-hmm. We also have a school website that people can log in. It's a Montrose website. If you type in Montrose, you can look at it. And there's lots of pictures, lots of information regarding the tournament.
Okay.
We'll be starting the tournament again in January. It will
run
end of January. It'll be running for 7 weeks. And hopefully next year, we're keeping our fingers crossed that we'll be allowed to have spectators coming through the gates, because that adds on to the festivities and it pushes the girls and boys to even perform even better.
And who knows, we could probably broadcast from there.
You know what I'm talking about?
Possible.
Anything is possible. But also, Coach, I want to find out if any other school wants to be a part of this festival, because I think most schools would want to at least also take part. Is there a way where they can also be invited, or is it a group of schools that have been working together?
Well, at this point, the schools that normally take part, we keep the same schools because they've been loyal to us.
Yes.
So the only way a gap opens up is if a school pulls out, which hardly never happens.
Yeah.
So we've got a long waiting list, and fortunately,
I can imagine, because I'm already thinking of my daughter's school. Go to hey, yeah, no, she must also get into this. This is nice, eh? Angel, what's your favorite song?
Honestly, I don't like listen to music, but I probably would say, what would I say?
Do you know my piano?
Yes. I know my piano. Actually, don't know.
Do you like my piano though?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me try this song. Maybe I might just make you happy.
The best seat in the house is reserved just for you. The Grandstand with Tato Moeng and DK Lady Chabalala. You are listening to the number one digital sports radio.
Vision View Sports Radio.
Lady Chabalala.
Well, a little birdie told me that Tato Magogo, you got it wrong. It's not Angela, it's Angel.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much to Angel Dube and Coach Makosi there from Montrose Primary School. We do still continue our conversation with the learners from Montrose Primary School, especially as they celebrate 51 years and after having a great festival of sports at the weekend. So joining us now is Nero Abada and Dylan Foster. Good afternoon, Nero and Dylan.
Good afternoon.
Nero, you were busy telling us about your netball, athletics and hockey. How's it been so far this year with COVID-19, the stop-start of school, having to virtually go to school and then getting back on the field of action and giving your best?
It's been a bit tough because we also haven't had like spectators, as Angel said.
I'm very grateful that we have been able to at least play. Also with balancing with the different sports, we do have different seasons in which we play the sports.
Yeah. So you really like the spectators there, huh? Yes. Performing for the crowd.
Yes, because then with spectators, you feel more motivated to do your best and to also be able to win. But without spectators, then it's just like you feel flat and you're like, well, there's nobody here to cheer me on. So it's a bit
tough. We'll definitely make sure that us as the old Magogos and old grannies get vaccinated so we can come and watch you. Dylan, for yourself, you play cricket, soccer, hockey and rugby. Which is your favorite, bruh?
I would probably say cricket and soccer. Also rugby. I like them all the same because it gives me freedom to like not do all the work. Like my mom always told me to do my work. I say, but I have sports on. So it's a good excuse for me to stop with my work.
You smart.
Let's talk about rugby. I mean, the Springboks suffered two back-to-back defeats rather against, your thoughts on that match?
I don't think we're doing too well at the moment because, like, with our new coach coming in and all of this, I think the boys are trying to get to know the coach better. I think with this New Zealand game, it's going to be a tough match for us. Mm-hmm. We should win this match, I'm hoping, but I think it will be a very good match for me to watch.
And how does it feel? I mean, you're a rugby player. You obviously want to wear the green and the gold of the Springboks one day, and you're watching these two defeats, and I mean, this is world champions. Do you sit and get moody the whole day, or is it a thing where I'm going to try to improve my game when I get to my rugby game?
When I watch them and they lose, it's basically life, because sometimes you can't be winning all the time, because then you feel like it's too easy. Like, there has to be like defeats and that, because without defeats, then there's no point of the game. With me, when I watch how they play, I use their techniques in my game and that. So, yeah, when they lose, it shows me how I mustn't put myself down. I must still cheer up and like be myself. But then when I win, I mustn't be too greedy and start showing off. I must just stay myself.
So, guys, I want your honest opinion. How is Montrose when it comes to sports? Does Montrose beat every single school that it comes up against? Are you guys the best? Or do you guys have some challenges nearer? I see Dylan's already saying you answer that.
So mostly I feel like the cricket boys and the netball girls are more stronger in terms of winning. But we do have a few challenges when it comes to schools like Red Hill, Rivonia. So those are a few schools that we have to push ourselves to be able to win. So.
Are those your rivals even in football and rugby, Red Hill and Rivonia?
Or for our rivals in soccer, I think it's mainly Greyston and also Rivonia. Mm. For cricket, it's Rivonia, definitely. And then for hockey, I forgot the school's name. They by Jersey X, I forgot their school. And then for rugby, I would probably say it's Edenvale.
Edenville.
Just to add salt to the wound, I actually coached netball at Red Hill.
So. She was their coach. So give her the evil.
So I'll come to Montrose and, you know, we'll deal with Red Hill later on. We'll deal with Red Hill later on, definitely. But with athletics, are you a sprinter? What do you run? Which distance?
So usually with grade sevens, grade six and seven, we usually run sprint, and then around the whole field that would be like 400 meters. Mm-hmm. So I'm usually stronger in terms of sprinting because I don't get as tired as when I'm like running around the whole field.
Yeah.
Because then I do lose my breath. But like as you practice, then you feel more better when you're running.
So you don't enjoy the 100 meters?
No, not really.
But what is? I also want to find out what you guys think is so special about going to school at Montrose. I mean, Montrose is now celebrating 51 years. It's really, really old, like an old Magogo. But it must be really special to go to Montrose. What are the beautiful traditions that you guys do have that you can tell us about your school, Dylan?
I like the teachers there. Like, they're always encouraging and all of that. I like the sports coaches. They're always there to pick you up when you're down. Mm-hmm. I think we have a very good principal. Shout out Miss Van Lockenberg. She's a very nice teacher. She also teaches. I think Montrose is a very good school because of all the friends that you meet there. It's like, not too big, not too small. It's like, right. Yeah, like, it's well spread out, how the days go. And yeah, it's I think it's the best school I have been to.
Oh, nice, man. And Nira?
And you, Nira?
I'm also with the like markets we have at school, like Valentine's Day Market and Mula Market. But I also feel like Mula Market is one of the most special days because as a grade 7 and as you grow older, you need to learn how to also maybe like how to prepare for a business and also be a really good self-starter to entrepreneurship. So I feel like with Mula Market, you're also able to experience how to handle doing a business, just at least for a day.
Oh, Mula Market sounds nice. But now you guys love Montrose so much. You guys are in grade 7. Are you ready to leave your school behind and hand it over to other kids who are going to come and create new traditions? Are you going to miss your school?
Yes, I will miss Montrose a lot. But also as like I also have to, you know, move on.
No.
But to leave Montrose behind is actually very sad because I have been there for 8 years.
Oh.
So it's kind of depressing and sad.
And you, Dylan, are you ready to leave Montrose?
I have my doubts and then I have my times where I want to go. But the thing that I'm going to miss the most is my memories I've had there at Montrose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what are some of those memories?
In grade one, Miss Levine, she always picked me up because I used to be, when I was young, I used to be very short.
Yeah.
And people, I was very short, so she used to help me at those times. We won the Montrose Night Series last year and the year before. Those are my best memories I've had.
Mm.
Also, getting this year at Night Series, I got the hero of the match.
Oh, nice! You deserve a... Hero of the night. That's nice. And with what regard was that for? What performance was that for?
Oh, that was for the one of the most runs I've made, or the most runs in that match. I got the most runs in the match.
Ah, nice, man. Very nice. So now, after getting that accolade, would you like to see yourself one day representing the Proteas in cricket? Do you want to play for Bafana Bafana or the Springboks?
I think if I play sports, I'm probably going to play for the rugby team. I think in this country, rugby is going to take forward because as the Proteas now, they're getting is like politics coming in the way.
Mm.
For Fana Bafana, I haven't seen them up top yet. But I have to say, our sport's good, but I think I'm going to play rugby in the future.
Be champions. World, be part of the world champions.
World champions. Man, Nera and Dylan, we just wanted to wish you guys all the best in your sporting career. It's really, really nice to see you enjoying sport so much because sport is a critical part of South African history. We all love sports and I can't wait to cheer you guys on the field of play one day when you're representing the country.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dylan,
so much.
You said your dad is listening. Do you want to send a shout out?
I just want to say thank you, Dad. Love you so much.
You,
Nera? Oh, my mom's right here in the studio. So, I mean, I might as well give us a shout out. Thank you, Mom. I love you so much.
Well, it is time to give shout outs to moms and dads. I know that Diglady is always wanting to give a shout out, but I never give her a chance.
Yeah.
So you two are very special.
Thank you.
Thank you. Legends never die. The legends and the future legends only on Vision View Sports Radio. This is Vision View Sports Radio. A 360-degree view on sports. The best seat in the house is reserved just for you. The Grandstand with Tato Moeng and Dikeledi Chabalala.
Dikeledi, I must say, it's taking me back in time. You know, a bit of deja vu.
Yeah.
Had I focused on my swimming room, I told you that I was going to be an Olympic gold medalist when it comes to swimming.
Yeah, you did say.
I mean, I might just be sitting getting interviewed as well.
Yeah.
But I gave up too soon.
Yeah, Shim. But yeah, I'm glad you didn't do it.
Well, we're still continuing with our chat with the Montrose Primary School learners right here on the Grandstand, Vision View Sports Radio, getting to know our future stars just a little bit better. And you'd want to remember these names because in about a good 10 years, they're going to be our stars. We're probably going to be seeing them out at the Cricket World Cup, perhaps the Rugby World Cup. So far, it seems like nobody wants to go to FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
Not about Tembi Bafana Bafana.
Why?
They're not winning much.
So that is the voice of Nkosana Sibiya, who is also from Montrose Primary School. He's joined by Ura Mukija. Now, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the Grandstand. How does it feel having, I'm assuming this is your very first radio interviews?
This is my first one.
Oh, Sana, so you've been around. So you're used to these things.
I wouldn't say yet. Maybe later on.
Yeah.
Maybe later on. But you guys are getting these interviews because clearly you are champions, you are superstars. Do you feel like you're a superstar when it comes to sports in Kosana?
Yeah, cricket, I wouldn't say superstar, but competitive.
Competitive. That's good. That's good. Ura, you also do ply your trade in cricket, soccer, and hockey. How's it been for you playing these three different sporting codes?
It's been pretty fun because it keeps you like busy for half your time and you don't get involved in other things. You always meet good people and you always are having fun on the field.
Ah, nice. And we just had the recently concluded night series. What kind of sporting codes were you playing under in the night series, Ura?
I was playing cricket.
You're playing cricket. And Yunkosana?
Cricket as well. Ah,
how did that go?
We lost in the quarter, I think.
No, it was a group stage. Yeah. It was like, since one team forfeited, it depended on who won in between us and Bryandale, but then they unfortunately beat us.
And how do you guys, sorry to interject, lady, how do you guys handle disappointment when it comes to the sporting world?
I think you just put it in the past and you just move on.
I love Ngosana's attitude, like,
And for yourself, Ura?
For me, personally, I just think about forgetting it and then looking to improve next time, so to win it next year.
And what do your coaches actually say to you guys, you know, after a loss? How do they motivate you guys, you know, to keep your head up high and, you know, keep going?
Well, our coaches always tell us to never give up. As a Montrose motto, yield not. And we also have to personally not give up and keep on working hard.
Nice. Now, speaking about the hard work, are you guys able to actually balance your school books and education with the amount of sporting action that you do get?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
I think I've got your parents' numbers. Should I call them and ask them? And, you know, Ngosana and Ura, you guys have said that you really love cricket. When you look at the South African cricket team, who's your favorite cricketer? Who is really your biggest idol when it comes to the cricket world, Ngosana?
For me, it would be Rabada or Quinton.
Quinton the Cock. Oh, nice, nice. And you, Ura?
My cricketing idol is not from South Africa. It's the Indian captain, Virat Kohli.
Nice. Yeah, Virat Kohli.
Yeah, he just motivates me to do everything double what I can do.
Yeah, yeah, he's really, really a great, great icon to have. And do you see yourself at least one day playing for the Proteas, Ura?
I can't say that, but I wish I do.
You wish you would. Oh, okay. The cool thing is that, you know, with the Montrose Night Series, you get to have also other schools who come through to your school. And COVID was very tough. When I was speaking to Nira and Dylan, I asked them about how they were able to move from COVID virtually doing schoolwork and actually going through to the sports field. Were you guys practicing during COVID? How did you guys actually get to keep fit with regards to sports? Ngosana?
For me, during COVID, towards the later stages when the levels were going down, we built a net at home to keep cricket going and practicing and keeping.
So you're very serious about your game, hey?
Yes.
That's nice. And for you, Ura, how did you keep fit during COVID and actually just kept yourself going in the cricketing world?
So what we did is that when we knew COVID was hitting hard, we also built a net like in Kosana, but in our garage, so we could play even if it's raining or something.
Nice.
And yes, and we also have a bowling machine to practice even harder. And yeah.
That's really nice that your parents are really invested in your cricketing careers. But now that you're back at school, I understand that Dylan was saying that he had hockey today, he had soccer also today. What kind of sports have you guys been doing since you got back from COVID-19?
I've been doing soccer, cricket, and hockey.
Oh, okay. And Kosana?
Term one, when you came back, it was cricket and then soccer. Then you went into like that I don't know how many weeks it was, the lockdown. And then hockey, since my finger got hurt, I haven't been going yet, but I am going.
Has your finger recovered?
Yes, it is. It's recovered.
Ah, nice. Now, doing so many sporting codes, I hear that you guys really love cricket. But what's also so nice about playing soccer and hockey in Kosan?
Soccer, you get to play with most of your friends because most of our friends, they play soccer and cricket, not really. But we get to play with most of them during soccer and hockey and all those.
Do you find it as a competitive sport, something that you could take seriously?
Yes, soccer. Hockey, not really, but soccer, yes.
Soccer, yes. Ara?
Yes, for soccer especially. Mostly, for some reason, everyone just likes soccer. They like to play it.
Yeah.
Probably because it's a team sport and competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can play, you have time with your friends. And on the other side with cricket, my main friends do play cricket, so that's also fun for me.
Mm. Really cool, man. It's nice to see that they're not only getting to be friends on the playground during lunch, but also in the sporting codes. And were you guys watching South African sports this weekend?
I wasn't, not really.
Not really?
I had matches this weekend.
You had matches this weekend. Same. Oh, okay. But what teams do you support when it comes to sports? What are your favorite teams?
For cricket, it's India.
Mm-hmm.
And then for soccer in the English Premier League, it's probably United.
Ah, I thought so. I thought so. And for you, Nkosan?
For me, in cricket, it's probably England. And then for soccer, PSG, probably.
PSG. No local South African teams.
No one's saying Proteas, nothing. So you guys are just not patriotic at all.
Hey, they're being honest. And South African soccer, you guys don't like Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns?
No, I don't watch that soccer.
And for you, Nkosana?
I support Kaizer Chiefs. Yeah, my dad likes watching them and
They're a big team, very big team, very good team.
Now, I just think this is very insightful. This is wonderful and insightful. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on The Grandstand. Hopefully next time when you come around here, we're going to be interviewing you as you start your professional careers. Just know that we're very, very proud of the work that you've done. And good luck.
Thank you.
Ah, all right. That is Ura and Nkosana from Montrose Primary School. They are avid lovers of cricket. Disappointed, unfortunately, by the Montrose Knights series. But I bet the likes of Virat Kohli will be speaking about Ura and Nkosana very, very soon and talking about how tough it is to face these two. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Super.
The best seat in the house is reserved just for you. The Grandstand with Tato Moeng and Dikeledi Chabalala.